All right, I can do it. I began coming to this church about 11 years ago now. And this community has given me so much over the past decade. One of the deciding factors for my mom on settling on this church was listening to the youth group's reflection on their Guatemala volunteer trip and how committed they were to both service and the bonds they made with one another. Some of the first services that stuck with me when I was a kid, reluctantly attending worship because I was too afraid to leave my mom and go to RE classes, were the worships that the youth group held. Wow, I thought, after the first bridging service I'd ever been to, it must be so nice to have a faith community that's so difficult to say goodbye to. So standing here today is very surreal to me, and it's just as bittersweet as I had imagined. The threshold into the unknown. That's the part of the hero's journey that we are about to embark on. I'm about to start my quest into the new world under the new lens of adulthood. This church has really changed the perspective that I have on life and how I want to be in the world. One of my mantras when I'm feeling the least to myself is to lead with love. That's something that I learned to do here. I heard someone say something similar in this pulpit years and years ago, and it has always stuck with me. I've attended and staffed a UU leadership training camp that shaped my confidence and my theology. With the youth group, I traveled to Guatemala and Arizona to learn about social justice issues. We planned a protest during youth group in Waters House. I've marched in the Pride Parade with members of this church and traveled to DC to attend the Women's March with the same people. Here is where I have learned to be an ally and an activist. Those are my most sacred spiritual practices. This is the place where I come to heal, feel comfort, and grow. In the hero's journey story pattern, there is always some guide or mentor supporting the protagonist and leading them to fulfill their quest. I like to think that this community has filled that role in my story thus far. And I'll forever be thankful for a place that was so accepting and supportive of my personal growth. Here, I have learned to love radically and to feel that radical love. And I am infinitely better for it. Thank you.